This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back to another episode of Change Your Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. For this episode, we'll be talking about how we all have one life and how we all should not be wasting that one life. So we all have 24 hours in the day. What we do with those 24 hours a day is up to us, basically. So that's why obviously it separates majority from obviously the rich and the poor. Usually the poor, they have a job, they come home, they watch TV, or they do other activities, hobbies, sports, whatever it is, and they never improve. Then they have that endless cycle of working, weekends off for more than half their life. And obviously the rich, they're always not wasting their time. They're always improving, they're always learning. Either it's a new trade, learning how to make more money, whatever it is, they're always learning. And these podcast episodes always mention and have people strive to be the best version of yourself. Obviously that involves being physically the best version of yourself, financially and mentally. And if you're spiritual, you can throw a spiritual there as well. It's unfortunate because majority of people never fulfill the full potential. Majority of people are never ever in the best shape ever in their life. Majority of people are never financially the best. And it's sad that most people mentally aren't their best as well, because there's a lot of things that go through people's head that leads them to unfortunate events. And it's sad to see that a lot of people don't live to the full potential and they waste their life. And we, like I said, we only have one life. There's no reason we should waste it. We should live it to our full potential. In the podcast I recorded of you need a strong reason to keep going when times get tough, one of my three reasons that keeps me going is I want to be the best version of myself. And I said before, I don't want to live my life at the end of my life on my deathbed saying, man, I was never the best version of myself. Or what if I could have done this? What if I couldn't have done that? I don't want to live with regret, because like I said, we all have one life, and I refuse to waste a life, and I refuse to waste the time we have, because we all have the same amount of time. And unfortunately, a lot of people just waste that time. And like I said, I refuse to regret it at the end of my life that I wasted my time and that I ended up being a nobody. I honestly think we were all born, we all can be great. Whether we choose to be or not, that's totally up to us. Obviously, our actions speak to that, whether we want to be great or we just want to be average. We just want to be like everybody else. Obviously, this podcast is not for you to be average. You want to be up there in that bracket of that 1% bracket. You want to separate yourself from everybody else. And I understand life's tough. It's not easy and never will be easy. There's this saying that when we're born, when we're babies, our fists are closed. It's because our fists are closed is because we knew coming to this world that it will be a fight. And at the end of the day, I strongly believe that, because it's hard. Life's not easy. Like I said, there's a lot of systems in place that are against you. And it's hard for you to succeed because no one really tells you how to succeed, what to do. You have to go out there and do it on your own. And I mentioned this multiple times about the school system. School system teaches you how to be an employee. Then once you're an employee, you're basically going to work more than half your life and you're stuck in that rat race and you have no life. And you're going to pretty much work for somebody else and make them richer, make that 1% richer. Unfortunately, that's the system that's against you, and that's what we're taught from the beginning of time. But that obviously holds you from being great, and obviously you spending money constantly on objects, merchandise, whatever it is, that keeps holding you back from your full potential, because you're never going to get ahead. You're never going to make more money, or you're not going to save that money to get yourself out the rat race, because you're constantly setting yourself back. Once every time you spend money, you're taking a step back. And a lot of people take a lot of steps back because they're always spending money on things they usually don't need. I strongly believe that if you're born with two legs, two arms, you have a heart, you have a brain, you can do anything. I mean, sky's the limit. You're a human. You're capable of doing many things. Like I said in a previous podcast, your mind's one of your most powerful assets. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't use it. They just let it go waste, become couch potatoes. They scroll on social media for nothing and they just waste it. They waste all that potential. And it's unfortunate because there are people in this world that are missing limbs or have some type of birth defects or something's wrong with them and they can't live to their full potential, and that's not their fault, and they unfortunately can't do certain things that the average person can do. That's why I always get after people, because a lot of people make excuses. They're just lazy. They don't want to do anything. When you have the potential to do whatever you want and be the best version of yourself, but a lot of people refuse to do that because it's too hard, or there's always an excuse, or I don't want to get up early, oh, it's too much work. There's always a reason behind it. And it's unfortunate because there's a lot of people in this world that have it way worse than we do, whether it's third world countries that people are starving out there and they don't have the opportunities we have. And it's unfortunate because they only can do so much, and that's out of their control. That's just, I always say, like, people that come to this country, United States or America, you have, it's called a land of opportunity for a reason. You can have the best life for yourself. You can be the best version of yourself. But a lot of people don't take it. They just let it go by. They have this job. You work, they have weekends off, and that's it. Like I said, you have the opportunity, but people refuse to take it, and never the best version. A lot of people waste their lives, and it's unfortunate because a lot of people have this great opportunity. In other countries of the world that also listen to this podcast, it might be easier for you or might be harder for you, depending on where you live and obviously what kind of country you're in and how bad it is. But I mean, at the end of the day, the person looking back at you in the mirror is the only person that can do something about their life and change it. You can't play victim. You can't play, why me? Why this? At the end of the day, you can't blame people, because at the end of the day, the person looking back at you in the mirror is the only person that can change their life. I heard this statistic that, whether this is true or not, I can't confirm or deny it, but honestly, this is something to think about. So it goes, people wait all week for the weekend. You waste 71% of your life. I mean, just let that sink in. 71% of your life you waste just waiting for the weekend. I mean, at the end of the day, to me, that's sad to hear. That's obviously, in my opinion, you're wasting your life. You only live once. You're only born once. And to waste your life just for 2 days out the week, it's sad to see. That's why I'm always trying up with these podcasts to change how people think, change your mindset from the sheep mindset of the 99% of everybody else into that lion mindset, from the, obviously, that 1% mindset. Because once you get change your mindset, you, like always say, you'll change your life, and I completely stand by that. That's why I push so hard, because a lot of people are just wasting their life and they're okay with it, because time goes by fast. I'm pretty sure you realize it, and next thing you know, you're gonna be old and your time's up. And what did you do with your life? You had a job, you had a career. At the end of the day, you still wasted a lot of your time and a lot of your life. And I strongly, hardly believe that we were born to work our whole lives. I strongly disagree with that. I don't believe you were born to work your whole life. To me, in a day, that's a waste of a life. I always push so much, be the best version of yourself, because you have one life, and don't let it go to waste. You can do so much in your life, but a lot of people refuse to, and there's a lot of things up against you that obviously prevent you from doing so. Like I said from the beginning when I started this podcast, the whole idea for this podcast was to help people. Obviously, it changed the mindset, because at the end of the day, like I said, I used to have a job. I had a 9-to-5. It sucked. You know, I hated my life. It was depressing, and it sucked. And now, like, I run my own businesses. I do what I want. I can work out whenever I want. Obviously, I have a routine and have a schedule, and that's set. And obviously, it's an amazing feeling, because you get your freedom back. And a lot of people will never have that feeling, and it's sad to see. That's why I had this podcast, to hopefully change people's lives. And at the end of the day, hopefully this does help. Obviously, podcasts like these aren't as popular. I could have made a podcast of obviously current events, make funny videos, or obviously make jokes on here. At the end of the day, that's not going to help people. At the end of the day, those people will still be stuck with a job. And those people will still be miserable, depressed. And at the end of the day, like I said, they're going to be wasting their life. So I could add a lot of listens, a lot of downloads doing podcasts like that. But at the end of the day, that doesn't help anybody. As much as I want to help people, I can say what to do, how to do it, etc. And obviously, at the end of the day, I can't do the work for you. I can't change your mindset for you. That's up to you. And unfortunately, it is very frustrating because some people don't want to listen. Like I said, I've had friends before. They don't want to listen. And obviously, they're stuck having a job and they're going to have a job the rest of their life. And they never realize the system they're in and the opportunity you have to get out of it. But they refuse. They obviously go blow money, waste their time. Obviously, you're wasting your life. And it's sad to see. And it's very frustrating to me personally because at the end of the day, I want to see people succeed. Because nowadays, no one wants to see you do better than them, which is very sad. No one wants to see you succeed anymore. They just want to be average, miserable, depressed. And it's really sad nowadays. That's what society's come down to. And a lot of people are struggling with it. And it's hard. And I get it. It is hard. It takes a toll on you mentally, physically, but you got to get through it. You got to take one step in front of the other. But like I said, a lot of people refuse to. And personally, for me, it's frustrating because I want to help them, but I can't do it for them. Like I said, if you're listening to this podcast, I can't do change your mindset for you. I can't do any of that for you. You have to do that on your own. So if you really, and I believe if you are listening to these podcasts and these episodes, you're really trying to change your mindset because you can be listening to so many other podcasts. And obviously, I support you, and I know you can do it if you're listening to podcasts. It's not really a motivating podcast, but if it motivates you, that's great. But at the end of the day, motivation only takes you so far because you can motivate you for a couple of hours or maybe the whole day, maybe 2 days. But at the end of the day, motivation only takes you so far. That's why I put in the last podcast, when things get tough, you need a reason to keep going because those reasons will keep you going. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's up to you. Whether you want to do it or not, that's totally up to you. We all have 24 hours in a day. Obviously, the rich, the poor, middle class, whatever, we all have 24 hours in a day. So there's not really an excuse that, oh, I don't have enough time, or I can't do this. We all have the same exact amount of time. So it's not like the rich have more time than us. They don't. They have the same exact time. But the difference was they use their time more productive than the average person does. The average person, obviously, like I said, sits on the couch, watches TV, scrolls through their phone, goes out and do whatever. I mean, it's pretty much wasting their time. Playing video games, whatever it is, you're wasting your own time. And obviously, the rich, they're productive. That's why they're rich. And obviously, they have the best lifestyle. And a lot of people say money doesn't buy happiness. Well, I mean, if you're rich, you have a lot less problems. You have to worry about, obviously, inflation, finances, everything else. So obviously, I don't see a lot of rich people complaining that they have a lot of money. So obviously, that sounds like something for a rich person to tell a poor person because they don't want them to be rich. Because obviously, if you say, hey, you're rich, you're not going to have any problems. You can take care of yourself. You can take care of your family. Money can do a lot of things for you that obviously does help you out. So when people say money doesn't buy happiness, well, that's usually a poor person telling you that because they can't get money. And at the end of the day, they're going to have the most miserable life that you can have because unfortunately we live in a society that money buys you back your freedom, money helps you financially, and money gives you more opportunity. So at the end of the day, you need to make more money and you have to change your mindset. And you can't complain about it and whine about it because nowadays a lot of people say, oh, the rich are corrupt. I mean, yes, there are some rich that are corrupt, but there are a lot of entrepreneurs and capitalists that became rich by working hard. And like I said, I see my father do it because he was an immigrant. And I saw him work a lot, and I respect that man a lot. And obviously, I'm lucky I was able to witness those values because now I saw what it took to be successful. And, you know, run a business, it takes a lot of work, and it's not easy. But there's a lot of ways you can make money. Obviously, if you live in America, it's land opportunity, like I said. And you just have to go out there and get it every day. You have to be different from everybody else. You can't think like everybody else. And you do have to cut off people that obviously are wasting your time and that don't benefit you. And yeah, that is tough and that is hard. But at the end of the day, are you okay with having a job the rest of your life? Obviously not being financially educated. And obviously at the end of the day, you're never going to have your freedom because you can't do whatever you want. And I'm lucky enough to say that since I did cut off people that didn't want to grow or didn't want, you know, change their mindset, I mean, it's unfortunate because those were people I cared about and I tried to help them. But at the end of the day, if I stood with them and I never changed my mindset, I would still have a job to this day. And I would still be working 5 days at the week, having weekends off, requesting for days off, requesting for vacation off. And at the end of the day, I would never have my freedom back. And obviously, to me, freedom's very important to me because I want to do what I want to do. Because like I said, I strongly believe that we were not born to have jobs and work the majority of our lives, because that's a waste of a life. I mean, you can do so much with your life. You just have to figure it out. And that's why hopefully these podcasts help people out and obviously change their mindset, because it is difficult. A lot of things are against you in this life. But like I said, you can do it. Whether you want to do it, that's up to you. And like I said, I get it. Things happen in life are difficult and it's hard to pivot. I understand that. I've been through things as well. I mean, like I said, life's not going to be easy and never will be easy. You just have to keep fighting. There's this quote I'm pretty sure you heard of from Charles Swindoll. And he says, quote, "Life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it," end quote. So whatever happens in your life, it's going to happen no matter what, unfortunately. But how you react to it, like you said, 90%, that's up to you. Obviously, a lot of people want to play a victim or unfortunately just complain about it. That's not going to change anything. You have to figure it out. I mean, it's the sad truth, but it has to get done. You have to figure it out. You have to solve the problem and move on. Because life throws you a lot of curveballs, and it's not easy, and life will never be easy. There's always going to be problems. And same thing when you have a business or anything else. There's always going to be problems. You have to figure it out. If you're an entrepreneur, you have to figure out those problems because no one's going to figure them out for you. I'm sure a lot of people know who Kobe Bryant is. The late, great Kobe Bryant played basketball for the Lakers for 20 years. Obviously, that guy had a mentality like a lot of people don't. Obviously, he had a mentality like Michael Jordan. Obviously, Michael Jordan's one of the greatest, or is the greatest basketball player of all time. And Kobe's mindset was called the Mamba mentality. Obviously, he was different, and he didn't waste his day. Obviously, he worked every single day, and obviously, I still want to do a full podcast on him and talk about like his mentality and obviously the things he'd do before everybody else. He had a lot of great stories, and obviously, if you put that into perspective, it's pretty crazy the things a human being can do when we put our minds towards it, but a lot of people don't. But I want to share with you this quote I have of Kobe Bryant. Obviously, I have it on my wall, and it goes like this. So, quote, "It's a constant quest to try to be better than you were yesterday and better tomorrow than you were the day before," end quote. So that's basically what Kobe said Mamba mentality was. So that man obviously lived by that because he trained like crazy. He worked harder than everybody else. And obviously, I would say easily he's one of the top five best basketball players of all times. And it shows you what it takes. And obviously, he was the best version of himself because he played for 20 years and unfortunately he passed away. And obviously, the work he put in, he saw the outcome and the results because he's one of the all-time greats. And I strongly believe if you live by that as well, if you work to be better than the day you were before, you'll be the best version of yourself. You'll obviously be financially wealthier, obviously, because you're working harder and you're changing your life, and obviously physically as well. But it's unfortunate because you can say all these things, but at the end of the day, people won't do them. And people are okay with average, and people are okay with having a job and wasting their life, which is unfortunate. And it's very sad, but at the end of the day, you only can do so much. If I can even help at least one person change their mindset, because that's going to lead to them changing their life, I'm okay with that. Obviously, I want to reach as many people as I can and help as many people as I can, because at the end of the day, we all have one life, and hopefully I can help people with that life. Obviously, that's why I do all these podcasts, and the last podcast I just did with consistency, obviously I started about almost 6 months ago, and obviously the downloads start small, but I know it takes time, and that's why I continue to do these podcasts, and I will continue to keep doing them over and over, to obviously hopefully grow the audience. And when you grow the audience, hopefully these podcasts will reach more people and help more people. Because at the end of the day, if I quit making these podcasts and I don't continue to grow and I stop with what I have and with the audience that there already is for these podcasts, what if there is somebody out there that obviously needs to listen to this podcast, obviously, to help them? And now it's never going to reach them because I decided to stop and quit. And maybe that would have changed somebody's life, and maybe that would help get somebody out the rat race. But unfortunately, it takes time to grow. It takes time to grow anything. Like I said, if you want to do fitness, it takes time to grow muscles, or you're trying to lose weight, it takes time to lose weight. If you're trying to be wealthy, it takes time to grow wealth. Trying to grow a business, it takes time to grow a business. It takes time for anything, and I completely understand that. That's why I will keep doing these podcasts, because we have one life, and I'll continue with my life to make these podcasts because that's what I feel like in a day will be beneficial for people and obviously help people. Like I said, I could have done a podcast that could have been something entertaining and obviously get hundreds of thousands downloads, but at the end of the day, that doesn't help people and that won't change people's lives. If you get anything from this episode, I just want you obviously to not waste your life, because we have one life and a lot of us waste our life, unfortunately. So I don't want you obviously regretting your life because you're stuck in the rat race and you work more than half your life, because like I said, I don't believe we're born to be working our whole lives, and obviously you would have to change your mindset for that, and you just got to go out there and get it. Like I said, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard, but nothing in life that's worth getting will be easy. So whether it's getting up early, obviously whether you want to improve fitness-wise, you got to get up early and go to the gym before work. Obviously, if you're trying to get the rat race, you need to figure out how to make more money or what things you can do. Obviously, we already talked about real estate, business, or maybe you're just trying to put money away to invest in other things. Whatever it is, you have to start somewhere. No matter what age you are, you have to start somewhere to change your life, because obviously if you don't start anywhere and if you never start, how do you expect to change? So at the end of the day, I just hope you put it into action and you get the ball rolling, because like I said earlier, I can say all these things, be even maybe motivational, but at the end of the day, I can't do the work for you. I can't tell you what to do. You have to do it. Like I said, the person looking back at you in the mirror, that's the person you have to fight every single day, because that's the only person that can get the job done and the only person that can do something about it. You can't rely on anybody. You can't rely on people, the government. You can't rely on anybody. You have to take care of yourself, and obviously, you have to get the job done. Because once you start relying on other people and start playing victim or complaining, you're never going to change your life. And you're just going to waste your life because you're going to live job to job, paycheck to paycheck, and you're just going to be suffering. Obviously, I would not want that for you, because that's these podcasts is obviously to help people. And like I said, I think we all can be great. I'm not just saying that to motivate people or give people false hope. I 100% strongly believe that. Like, anyone can be great, because like I said, we're all humans, we were all born to be on this planet, and a lot of people don't realize how lucky you are to even be born and be alive, because according to Mel Robbins, you have a 1 in 400 trillion odds of being born. Like I said, if you were born, you hit the lotto. Now obviously you don't want to waste your life if the odds of you being born 1 in 400 trillion. You have one life, one opportunity. Don't waste it. I appreciate you for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to share and help other people, obviously I'd appreciate that, because maybe somebody you know needs to listen to this, because obviously you realize they're wasting their life. So maybe you can help them out, and because obviously you want the best for them and you want them to succeed as well, because that's what I want for a lot of people that are listening to this podcast, and hopefully you do. So hopefully you do share it. Obviously, if you like the podcast, subscribe wherever you listen to. I'd appreciate it as well. And like I said, hopefully these podcasts really do help you, because at the end of the day, that's why I do them and I will continue to do them. So thank you again. And as I always say, and as I always believe and will continue to believe, change your mindset to change your life. Thank you again and take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.